Whistler counts 9 of the top 100 valued residential properties in the province, according to BC's list of assessed properties for 2025. On Thursday, January 2, BC Assessment released updated values for property owners across the province, with the resort tallying 9 in the top 100 valued properties, and 59 of the top 500. Reflecting market value as of July 1, 2024, the priciest local property was a luxury estate on Stonebridge Drive assessed for $31,939,000, making it the 17th highest valued property in BC among the resort's most exclusive addresses. Stonebridge counted the top 3 valued properties in Whistler. The highest valued property in the province was a single-family home owned by Lululemon founder Chip Wilson in Vancouver's Tony Point Grey neighborhood, assessed at $82,664,000. Overall, the typical assessed value for a Whistler single-family home in 2025 was $2,821,000, a 1% decrease from 2024's assessed value of $2,842,000. West Vancouver, $3,052,000, and the University of BC's endowment lands, $5,535,000, were the only areas on BC Assessment's regional list spanning the Lower Mainland, Sea to Sky, Sunshine Coast and Fraser Valley with higher assessed values. Pemberton, $1,390,000, and Burnaby, $2,044,000, saw the biggest percentage change in assessed value for single-family homes in the region, with both seeing values rise by 4% for the year. Whistler saw virtually no change in the assessed value of condos and townhomes for the year, with the typical assessment for 2025 valued at $1,344,000, compared to $1,349,000 the year prior. West Vancouver was the only jurisdiction with a higher value. A typical condo or townhome there was valued at $1,388,000. Whistler, from what we've seen, has acted pretty similarly to most of the rest of Lower Mainland, but I imagine moving forward you won't see it moving the same way in every segment of housing, explained Brian Morrow, assessor with BC Assessment, who noted the luxury real estate market, in particular, has been sluggish, with no signs of picking up anytime soon. Part of that stagnancy in property values, both in Whistler and beyond, can be chalked up to the federal interest rate, Morrow theorized, which was cut to 4.75% just weeks before BC Assessment's July evaluation and has only come down further since, to 3.25%. Post-evaluation day, things have still been really flat and even trending a bit down, Morrow said. It's been a lot of wait and see from buyers waiting for the market to bottom out. From sellers, we're seeing the same lack of action, but for the opposite reason. They're hesitant to sell as values come down. Sales volumes have been really low. For the region, total assessments have generally stayed flat from about $2 trillion to $2.01 trillion this year. Nearly $27 billion of the region's updated assessments are from new construction, subdivisions, and the rezoning of properties. Owners can use BC Assessment's searchable database to see the assessed value of their property. Anyone who believes their assessment does not reflect market value as of July 1, 2024, or sees incorrect information on their notice, should contact BC Assessment as soon as possible. If, after speaking with an appraiser, they still have concerns, an owner has until January 31 to submit an appeal to the Independent Property Assessment Review Panel. It is important to understand that changes in property assessments do not automatically translate into a corresponding change in property taxes, Morrow said. As noted on your assessment notice, how your assessment changes relative to the average change in your community is what may affect your property taxes. Last month, after weeks of back and forth, Whistler's mayor and council settled on an 8.25% property tax increase for 2025. Learn more at bcassessment.ca.